Prophet Muhammad, and they throw certain false allegations on him that he was a warlord, that he was about war and fighting and womanizing. What do we have to say?
Right. If he was about war, wars wouldn't have stopped, and he wouldn't have signed peace treaties, and he wouldn't have, refused to shed blood. And even when he was victorious and conquered the city of Mecca that oppressed Muslims for years, when he gave the standard to one of the soldiers, that soldier said, "Today, Allah will humiliate the Quraysh, which is the tribe of Mecca, and today is the day of bloodshed." So what did he do? He took the standard from him and gave it actually to his son, Qais, the son of Sa'd ibn Ubad. So the truth is then, if he wanted war, keep spilling blood. But why go through peace treaties? Why settle in places and not go to war? And why all these things? So if he was a warlord, wouldn't stop at anything. Just like, in history, Napoleon, for example. He didn't stop at anything. He just kept going and going. And only the weather would stop him. He would come back from Russia and then he would go to Egypt and just kept killing, So that's one thing. As far as being a womanizer, the womanizer doesn't get one or two or three or four wives. There's no limit. In the Qur'an there's a verse that limits and tells the Prophet ﷺ that he cannot take any wife after this, right? And if he were a womanizer, then there wouldn't be any limit and he would marry as many as possible. But his first wife was 15 years older than him. She was 40 and he was 25 and she was twice widowed. A womanizer doesn't marry someone like that. They marry a young girl who's still a virgin, things like that. He stayed with her for 15 years. Now again, a womanizer wouldn't stay with one woman for that long. They just keep getting married. Especially if you can pretend to be a prophet and people think you're a prophet of God, you could put it right in your scripture. Tell people, hey, you want to bless your wives? Bring them to the prophet. You want to bless your daughters? Bring them to the prophet. But that wasn't the case. And so when we review and analyze the actions and the marriages of the Prophet ﷺ, we come to a clear conclusion that he was not doing it out of love of women. And we actually see other wisdoms behind his marriages, but again, it's for the truthful people to examine it unbiasedly.
So we're making this short and sweet, so you can see that these things are just a lot of childish accusations that are thrown out. Some people are just going with the flow and not really thinking, but if any thinking man or woman come to this with an open heart and open mind, they can see that a lot of these are just foolish things that really hold no weight.
Absolutely. And if there was any truth to these things, a lot of Muslims wouldn't be Muslims. But the Muslims, we examine them and we know that it doesn't add up. The accusation doesn't add up, and that's why they don't hold much water.